You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Happy Friday, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Friday Features. We have a brand new segment for you all today, but before we get into that, this episode is kindly sponsored by DistroKid. For anyone who works on music in any capacity, DistroKid is waiting for you. Their services put your music on streaming platforms like Spotify and Apple Music. They'll help you get verified artist pages, and they even have tools you can utilize to reach a larger audience. And the best part is, DistroKid does not take a cut of the earnings that you earn from streaming. All you have to do is pay an affordable annual membership fee, and you can even use my discount code for 7% off your first year's membership. Just type in distrokid.com/VIP/alwaysalessandra or click the link on my link tree, which is all over social media, and you'll get the discount. Moving right along to today's segment, we're chatting with Shubha about all of her latest releases, including Icon. She's also opening up about touring, inspirations, and if listeners can expect to hear more music from her soon. This is an exclusive segment of Friday Features.
Welcome to Friday Features. Get to know your favorite artists, influencers, and musicians exclusively on That's the Tea with Alessandra G.
Hi, Shubha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I know you have so much going on right now, but just tell me how your Tuesday is going, because it's Tuesday. I thought it was Wednesday, but it's Tuesday. So just tell me what you've been up to and how everything's been going.
It does feel like a Wednesday. It's very Wednesday energy. Everything is good. Today is a chill day. I have been in one place for more than 5 days, which hasn't happened in a while. So that's kind of nice to just be a little bit settled. I just wrote a song to a guitar loop this morning, called my mom, gonna eat at some point, and just talking to you.
Love to hear it. Love the mom calls and eating. Eating's great.
Eating is great. Yeah.
And I know you just said you wrote a song today, but I want to talk about your recent single, Icon, which people are really digging. So tell me about that track, because it's definitely very different. What was the inspiration behind that track and the story of kind of how it came about?
Well, thank you. I'm glad you liked it. So Icon was originally just, it was just a plain beat. It was a little bit different than the one that's, you know, been released now. But it just felt like this kind of childish, like lullaby-ish story, like very just like bright. And I kind of haven't told my story. A lot of my songs are just, you know, what I'm going through and then I write it down. But I'm a big fan of those songs that are like introducing people to who we are, you know, like to who the artist is. Like with Eminem, it's My Name Is. Like it's just like, it's his track to be like, this is who I am. And then, you know, the rest of his music comes. And so I felt like this was a good opportunity for me to just kind of talk, like as though I was meeting someone for the first time and tell them who I am.
Yeah, that's definitely such a good idea for a song, because I always like hearing more about a new artist, especially when I find new music. And I always ask for fans who discovered your music, because most people do discover music now through TikTok, Spotify. They don't really have a ton of time to like start digging in on people's history. And a lot of times they just like listening to the music and figuring it out from that. But what else do you want them to know about how you started creating music and what you want your music to do for people? Like, what is your goal from creating music and sharing it with people?
Well, I love that question. I think I realize that I want people to feel the same way I feel when I listen to a song by Eminem or Freddie Mercury or Rihanna. And I would say, like, after listening to those people, I feel empowered. I feel resilient. I feel like I could just take over the world. And, you know, with Rihanna, I feel sexy. It's like with Eminem, I feel like persevering. And with Freddie Mercury, I feel resilient and bright. And I want people to feel those things when they listen to my music as well. Like, I just want to make music like that, that gives that similar feeling of, I can do this. Like, I am beautiful. I can do this. And more importantly, like, music for people who don't, who kind of feel like they're on the B team or kind of feel like misfits or like, you know, because I'm kind of like the in-between person. Like, I am a girly girl. Like, I feel things very deeply, but I don't think I feel them as deeply as other songs that I sometimes hear. Like, I don't take things too seriously. So I think I always like to have a little bit of humor in my songs. And sometimes I feel like music and things get so serious. So I just kind of want to like lighten the tension a little bit. Even if we're talking about deeper things like, you know, unrequited love or whatever it is, it's like, I still want to like add a little bit of humor to it because I don't really think life is that serious.
I completely agree. I'm so sick of hearing these depressing songs. I hate it so much. Every time I turn on the radio, I'm like, nope, too sad.
Yeah.
My friends have like a playlist on. I'm like, please skip this. I don't want to be depressed. Next.
Yeah.
But some people love it. And I'm like, I just don't get it. So I've never been a part of that wave, but I don't know. Some people really enjoy it. I'm with you on the whole, like, let's lighten the mood. Let's have some fun. It's music. Let's chill out. So I really appreciate that. And I think one of the songs, like you said, that makes people feel good about themselves and just kind of like have more confidence and, you know, have a good vibe going is definitely Indian Summer, which people are still jamming to. It has like nearly 5 million streams on Spotify alone, which is insane. Everyone's loving this whole like summer vibe that's still going on even when we're in the winter. So did you expect it to pop off the way that it did?
To be honest, yes. Like, yes, because
love it.
I was just talking to, you know, Jax, well, his name is Homie Music, who I wrote this with. And I don't know, like, I feel like artists have those moments when they write a song that they're just like, yes. And I think for me at that time, everything I was going through, how I was feeling about myself, what I was exploring, I think that Indian Summer just captured that so well. Like, that's why I played that song on repeat for myself for like 4 months straight. And I realized that even if someone else had written it, I would love it that much. And I know that maybe sounds like pompous or whatever, but at the same time, it's like, it took me a lot of time to like also start loving my music as much as I do now, you know? So I'm proud of that. And I think like, for me, it's like, I don't like to attach expectations to things, and I still see a very long life. And I still think there's so many people yet to discover that song, but for me, it's done what it had to do. And I'm so glad that people are just continuing to just discover it more and more and more. And she's growing. She's making her ways around. You know, it's summer again. So, yeah.
We love to hear it. That's so cool. And yeah, the summer never ends. People are still listening. Hot Girl Summer. It's, you know, in December. My friends and I are still jamming it. So we don't even care what month it is. It's always summer.
Yeah.
And just like that, you released another song fairly recently, Love Runs Out, which has also been skyrocketing and doing super well on streaming platforms. What can you tell me about that track and how it differs from kind of like the other recent singles you've released?
Yeah, I think I always like to describe like my sonic world of Shubha as like a tree. And I think there's like that Eminem meets Ariana Grande energy with a splash of Bollywood, which I think is like at the core how I like to approach my songs. But I think like there's different branches to it. Like Love Runs Out has that dark energy of Indian Summer, where it's a bit darker and sexier and bolder, but it's angry, you know? And I don't know. I think that was like the main difference is Love Runs Out was very self-reflective, whereas Indian Summer was like saying what happened, catching that flavor, catching that vibe. Whereas Love Runs Out was very like a letter I would write to myself to be like, what are you doing? You know, it's like advice you would give to a friend. Or like when you're looking at the mirror.
100%. And I feel like you cover so many different feelings throughout your music from one song to the next. It's not always about the same thing, which I know the fans love because no one wants to hear the same story 50 times because people do that. And it's like, okay, we got it. You were cheated on. It sucks, sis, but we're moving on here. So I know they love that. Going forward with the summer right around the corner, can fans expect to hear new music? And if so, what topics will you be tackling next? What can you tease?
Yeah, definitely new music, definitely performing more, like looking for a tour, looking to do the tour in fall and just start performing this music live. I think it's just the arc of my life, you know, is like, I think I've become a bit sweeter. I think I've let up a little bit. I think like there will be songs about like boys and relationship stuff and insecurities within a relationship and out of it. But then there's also going to be stuff like, you know, what we're talking about, like misfit and not relating to things. And I think that's like something I want to start putting out too, is just like my real feelings about situations and kind of not being afraid to voice my unpopular opinions. So just covering like different things I'm realizing about myself and yeah, adding humor to it, of course.
For sure. And I know tour is something all artists really look forward to. And with COVID kind of fizzling out, I want to say, I always am knocking on wood. Yeah. People are like, oh my God, I can't wait. My favorite artist is going to go on tour. I wonder who they're going to open up for or who's going to open up for them. With that being said, is there anyone that you're dying to tour with or just hit the road with?
Oh my God. Are you talking about like a dream, or just like what makes most sense?
Dream for sure, because okay. You know, reality isn't a thing.
Oh, I love that. Okay. So if we're talking about that, I feel like Ariana Grande, Dua Peep.
Love her.
Yes. Like any of those powerhouse girls who just kind of know what they're just like. Yeah. I feel like those are like the ones because I love their music. It inspires a lot of my melodies, you know, or The Weeknd. I mean, The Weeknd has a lot of gorgeous stuff going on. Like I love The Weeknd's music as well. But yeah, I mean, and Bruno Mars. Okay, I'm all listing everyone.
I love it. I love hearing it. People will go on a full list of like 30 people, and I'm like, wow, I didn't think you would have that figured out, but they have it. And I'm like, I'm here for it. Give it to me. So yeah. I love those answers. They're all fantastic artists. So good. And I cannot wait to see what The Weeknd does with Doja Cat this summer. I feel like they're going to tear the house down. It's going to be insane. Definitely. So very excited to see that. But kind of going off of that, you know, artists that are as big as they are right now, like Doja Cat, have popped off a ton on TikTok, especially during the pandemic. And I know you have done some crazy numbers on that app and you have so many fans on there. So can you tell me a little bit about your TikTok process, like how it all started, why you decided to join the app?
Well, I kind of have my friend Gil to thank for it. But, you know, it was about 2 years ago. I was just about to move back with my parents and there was nothing, because there was no point in being like living away, you know, it's like what I'm like, there weren't people I could write with, do sessions with, and you know, no one wanted to see each other. So, and no food, there was no food and I don't know how to cook. So I was like, okay, I'm going to live with my parents and there was nothing to do. There was just nothing. People were just getting familiar with how to write over a computer. Like people just didn't know. Right. So I just went full force into TikTok, making videos, making content, and it just like became my, just became like my obsession, honestly, to just become a TikTok star. Like I just, it's so weird, but I just wanted it so badly. And I think I would post like 3-4 videos a day and I didn't know, you know, when or whatever it would happen. I just knew that like there was so much potential on this app where you combine talent and humor with just authenticity. Like I think TikTok was the first app where that was even possible, right? Like not something super polished where it's just you being you for whatever you do. And that's why I love it. And I just would post things and for the first time I went viral about like, you know, within a month or something of my TikTok Brown Chick account opening. And I just kept just trying to think of random little ideas and not, I mean, kind of like just thinking of things that people just haven't seen before and things I'd like to see. Like, you know, if Ariana Grande did this, or like if this happened, or if this like person was in this scenario. And I was interested in seeing those things brought to life. So that kind of drew me to making content and producing it. And I just got better at it, you know, learning my lighting, learning how to edit my videos, how to get the punchline, how to caption it, what concepts to play with. I just started learning. And I'm very fortunate that, you know, I just have people who liked what I was putting out. And I just kept going. And it's been kind of crazy. My life has completely changed. I would never have predicted this. I thought I was a star when I got 700 views on a video. So I'm just really just trying to be grateful for every single person who watches any video.
I love to hear that. I think 700 is pretty good, but I know everyone else is like 700 million. I'm like, no, guys, come on.
No, like 700 views. That's a lot of new people. That's like 700 people. Like, think of 700 people in a room. That's insane.
That's what I was thinking of. You know, I guess as a final question, in terms of, well, I guess we could do two questions. One, kind of going hand in hand with who you would love to tour with. Is there someone you would love to collaborate with in some way, shape, or form, whether it's songwriting, producing,
Glass Animals? I just love Dave Bailey. I think he's adorable and quirky and just knows what he's doing. He's so smart. I love Heat Waves, and I'm so happy Heat Waves came out because that introduced me to them. But I like love so many of their songs. I think that their album Dreamland was so beautifully crafted, and I think they're just so authentic. And their live shows look nuts. They look absolutely insane, and they've been hustling for a while. Yeah, I would just love to like write with him because I think we have a similar world, and also Timbaland because it's Timbaland.
That's a great answer. Those are two answers that I don't get enough, especially Timbaland. I'm like, how is nobody saying this? Like,
oh God, yeah.
I don't get it. But every time I think about it, I'm like, wow, I wonder if anyone's going to say that. And no one ever does. So I think this is either the first or second time that I've heard it, which is insane.
I just love people who also like understand, like, you know, kind of like having a little spice in the beats. Like, and I think Glass Animals does that, and Timbaland obviously does that. So yeah.
For sure. So now for the last question, what are your goals for the rest of this year? Are you hoping to do a few shows, or are you just like focusing on getting the music out? What's your plan?
It's honestly everything. It's everything. I think it's just growing. I just want to keep growing. Like my artistry, I want to keep becoming a better songwriter and honing in those skills. I want to keep becoming a better performer, and it's just growing in all of those things. I don't really, you know, spikes are spikes, but it's just like the overall big picture thing of like the world of Shiba, and I just want more people to like start getting introduced to that world if they haven't already. And I just for myself want to become the best performer I can be, and like, you know, take the best parts of all the icons that I have and become like, I want to be an icon. that's the short answer.
I love it, and it matches the single name. That's it. It's perfect. Yeah. Yeah. So that was a great way to end things. Well, thank you so much for coming on That's the Tea with Alessandra G and chatting about your music and your goals for the rest of the year, inspirations, everything in between. I was very interested to learn more, and I'm sure everyone listening learned a ton. So thank you again. I really appreciate it, and I can't wait to hear the new stuff, hopefully coming soon.
Yes, very, very soon.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of That's the Tea with Alessandra G. As always, huge thank you and shout out to Shiba for joining us today. Be sure to follow her on social media for all of the latest updates and streaming platforms, of course. That's all I have for today, though. You know the drill. Stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands. I wanna be an icon. Spotlight.